So let's bow our heads and thank the Lord for that. Lord, as we enter your gates with thanksgiving this morning, we want to praise your name for every Sabbath that we are able to come here, that we're gathered together, that your presence is with us. We want to praise your name. We're thankful for your many, many blessings. In Jesus' name, amen. So it is a privilege to have that special day once a year that is designated specifically for giving thanks. So I want to give you a little bit of a historical background of Thanksgiving. It might be news to you that this celebration wasn't totally new and particular to the pilgrims. The Thanksgiving celebration has very strong similarities of the biblical Feast of the Tabernacles. We find this in Leviticus and the Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy 16, verses 13 to 15. If you look it up in your Bible, Deuteronomy 16, 13 to 15, and it says, "Celebrate the festival of the tabernacles for 7 days after you have gathered the produce of your threshing floor and your winepress. Be joyful at your festival, you, your sons and daughters, your males and female servants, the Levites, the foreigners, the fatherless, the widows who live in your town. For 7 days, celebrate the festival to the Lord your God at the place the Lord will choose. For the Lord your God will bless you in all your harvest and in all the work of your hands, and your joy will be complete." So they had this established by God to teach Israel to give thanks. Notice the similarity. They were both celebrated in the fall time, in the autumn, the Feast of the Tabernacles and Thanksgiving. It was a time for giving thanks to God for the harvest season. The pilgrims were a deeply religious people who took the Bible very literally. They were a deeply religious people whose heritage was strictly found on the Old and the New Testament. For the ancient children of Israel, Thanksgiving was a time of feasting and fasting, of praising God, of singing songs. It was a rich celebration, and it still is observed today by Jews. Sukkot was celebrated this year from September 29 to October 6. In the Puritans and Prayers book were found such famous refrains from Psalms 106 and 107 as "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his kindness endures forever." They were following a pattern from the Bible. The biblical Feast of the Tabernacles is an annual reminder of how we should thank God for all he has done for us. Jesus and his disciples celebrated this festival, and we find this story on the 7th chapter of the book of John. That's something that you can read in your own this afternoon, where Jesus and his disciples celebrated the Feast of the Tabernacles. And now, thanks to the pilgrims, we also celebrate this special day here in Canada. Now, not all of us grew up celebrating Thanksgiving. For me, the time for Thanksgiving and praises was either at Christmas Eve service or New Year's Eve service. At sunset, we would meet at church and have a special service. It was a time for testimonies of how the Lord had blessed throughout the year. I have fond memories of these celebrations, such services, singing, poetry, special offerings, and of course, the food. No matter how difficult the year was, there was hope for the next year. There was something to be thankful for how the Lord had brought you through the year before. And to see that and to experience it every year, it leaves an impression in your heart that you never forget. And that's what we try to do with Thanksgiving with our children. I ensure that given the opportunity to recount your most memorable Thanksgiving, it won't be the one where you had the most money and you had a big spread on your table. It will probably be the one where you saw God's hand in your life and you can be thankful of how he came through for you through a tragedy, a loss, a displacement, an illness, a hardship, a famine. Those will be the most memorable Thanksgivings in your life. Social occasions bring our Thanksgiving from down inside of our hearts directly through the throne of God. Those really mean something. Well, this year is no exception. As we navigate through life, our circumstances change and will continue to change. But God remains the same. He is the one steady and constant thing we can depend on. Our hope is built in nothing less but Jesus Christ, our righteousness. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. But how often do we give thanks? Once a year? We find in the Old Testament that the Feast of the Tabernacles was a yearly celebration. And nowadays, we have a special holiday once a year. Does this mean that we only have a Thanksgiving service year in a yearly basis? The Israelites might have only celebrated the harvest once a year, but they surely praised the Lord and gave thanks to God on a regular basis. As a matter of fact, it was part of their daily worship, of their weekly sacrifices. They did it all the time. In Nehemiah 12:46, we find, and it says, the custom of having choir directors to lead the choirs in hymns of praise and thanksgiving to God began long ago in the days of David and Asa. King David is a great example of continuous praise. He left us a legacy of songs in the Psalms. He had ups and he had downs, but he never lost his source of strength, Yahweh. As we travel through life, we are confronted with difficulties and discouragement, are we not? It has been the history of mankind since the fall of man in Eden. It doesn't leave us without hope. In his infinite love towards us, our Lord gave us an antidote for this condition of difficulties and of discouragement. He came to this earth and he gave us an example. In the book Ministry of Healing, page 52, he says, with the voice of singing, he, referring to Jesus, welcomed the morning light. With songs of thanksgiving, he shared his hours of labor and brought heaven's gladness to the toil-torn and disheartened. Oh, how different our demeanor would be if we welcomed the day with a similar attitude, with a song in our hearts. Those of you that participate in Pathfinders will remember the part of the law says, keep a song in your heart. Oh, Lord, give us a song of praise to you, a song of thanksgiving in our hearts. Also in the book, The Sire of Ages, the page 73 and 74, it tells us, often he, is also referring to Jesus, expressed the gladness of his heart by singing psalms and heavenly songs. Often the dwellers of Nazareth heard his voice raised in praise and thanksgiving to God. He held communion with heaven in song. Isn't that wonderful to know? That we are praying to God, that we're praising God with song. We can also pray, Jesus, give us a song so our hearts, that our neighbors and friends can see you in us. We want to sing a song of mercy and to thank you for your many mercies to us. Now in the book, Ministry of Healing, page 254, Ellen G. White tells us, let praise and thanksgiving be expressed in song. When tempted, instead of giving utterance to our feelings, let us by faith lift up a song of thanksgiving to God. Song is a weapon that we can always use against discouragement. As we thus open the heart to the sunlight of the Savior's presence, we shall have health and his blessing. David expresses best on Psalms 28:7. The Lord is my strength and my shield. I trust him with all my heart. He helps me, and my heart is filled with joy. I burst out in songs of thanksgiving. Do we burst out in thanksgiving to God? Have you ever burst out in thanksgiving to the Lord? You can't stop saying it. It just shows in your face. It's all over. What would that look like? How would that feel like? I'm sure many of you can testify about different things, but I can think of the such incidents about bursting out experience. The latest one would have been last weekend. Remember last weekend, most of us ladies were at the woman's retreat. And there were all kinds of emotions going, flowing through. There were hard topics of discussion. And everybody was sharing, and it was a difficult time. But on Sabbath, there was a burst out of praise to God in song, in such a way that you could feel that it was coming from people's hearts. You could always feel like the roof was going to lift off, right? You could see it as people were singing and their tears were flowing and the smiles were there. Some people had their eyes closed. It was special. It filled your heart to be in that situation. And I'm sure you have other experiences where you've had such, you know, or you hear a song in the radio and you pull it up and you just feel the thanksgiving flowing for your heart. But I don't have anything to be thankful for. It's something that a lot of people say. And I heard it this morning when people were put on the spot. They said, I don't have anything to say. You might not be able to come up with anything because you are feeling down or overwhelmed and burdened by life. The Bible gives us plenty of things to be thankful for. You don't have to be thinking of things that are happening to you immediately, but the Bible helps you with these things. I will try to make a list for this reason so we can give thanks that are found in the Bible. And we can use them in those times when we're so low that we don't feel that we have anything to give thanks to God. You might want to take note of these verses so that you can use them in your prayer lives in the future. And the first one is Nehemiah 12:27. And it says, for the dedication of the new wall of Jerusalem, they were to take part in the joyous occasion with their songs of thanksgiving and with the music of cymbal, harps, and lyres. I find this is a common reason for a special celebration of Thanksgiving. And we usually hear of that when we are dedicating our building that we just finished building, right? A church building that we just finished paying. We can think of that. We completed a project in the church. We always have a special service of Thanksgiving. How about when we have a special guest? We even have potluck for that purpose. Those are some of the ideas that we can think of being special when we build something and we can thank God for it. Or perhaps you think of the baby dedication. When you dedicate your child to the Lord and you have a special Thanksgiving and songs and guests. Or when you have a new house, maybe you have a special Thanksgiving celebration. So that's one of the reasons you can be so thankful to God. How about Psalms 26:7? Psalms 26:7. Singing a song of thanksgiving and telling of all your wonders. Telling of all your wonders. Wow, that's a big all. The wonders of the day. The sunshine. The rain. The flowers. The birds, the sea, the shelter, food on the table, and the list can go on and on and on. All is a big word. Take a walk in nature and you won't stop thanking God for all of his wonders. The sound of the waves against the rocks on the ocean shore. How about a full moon on a cloudless sky? Close your eyes and all these wonders will come flowing into your head. We thank God by telling of all his wonders. How about Psalm 69:30? Psalm 69:30. I will praise God's name with singing and I will honor him with thanksgiving. Another reason for thanksgiving is to praise God's name. By doing so, we honor him. God goes by different names in the Bible. We can identify these names and thank him for being our creator, our provider, our redeemer, our healer. These are just a few. The list could go on. So we thank him. We praise God's name. And then we find Psalms 100 that Eden read to us this morning. Psalms 100 verse 3 says, acknowledge that the Lord is good. The Lord is the one true God, the Almighty God, Lord of lords, and King of kings. This process is not to remind the Lord that he is good, but is for our own benefits, so we don't forget that the Lord is good. To remind us the kind of God that we serve. Have we heard the song? How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will see how great our God is. Amen. So these are songs that we can sing when we are praising God. We're thanking him. And still on Psalms 103, he continues to say, he made us and we are his. So we're thankful he is our creator God. This includes the creation of the Sabbath for our benefit, so we can thank him for creating us, for creating the Sabbath day. Psalms 100 verse 5. For the Lord is good, and we always repeat, God is good, and all the time. Amen. Let's not forget that God is good all good things come from the Father above. Also in verse 5, it says, His unfailing love continues forever. So, His unfailing love, because He created us, He rescued us, He redeemed us, He makes us a dwelling place in heaven, and He's coming back to take us to His kingdom. All that because He loves us. So a lot to be thankful for His unfailing love. And verse 5 continues and says, And His faithfulness continues to each generation. Great is Thy faithfulness, O God my Father. There is no shadow of turning with Thee. Thou changest not, Thy compassions they fail not, as Thou hast been, Thou forever will be. Great is Thy faithfulness, great is Thy faithfulness. Morning by morning new mercies I see. All I have needed Thy hand has provided. Great is Thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Amen. Now let's go to 2 Corinthians 4:15. 2 Corinthians 4:15. All of this is for your benefit. And as God's grace reaches more and more people, there will be great thanksgiving, and God will receive more and more glory. The Bible tells us that there is great joy for one sinner that repents. How much more should we be praising God when the gospel reaches out to anyone, to our own hearts, to our family's heart, when we can see how the Lord has touched the life? And one more. I'm sure there is more. We could be here all day if I named them all. But I mean, I just wanted to give you some so you would be encouraged in the Lord. Galatians 6:14. Galatians 6:14. But God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. This is the ultimate thanksgiving of all. Without God sending His Son to die on the cross for us, we are nothing but filthy rags. Without the cross, all the reasons for thanksgiving that we just gave have no meaning. The cross is what gives meaning to our experience. In the cross, be my glory. Jesus paid it all. All to Him I owe. After this list, it gives you a few reasons for thanksgiving. Are you ready to sing, I will enter His gates with thanksgiving in my heart? I will enter His gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter His courts with praise. I will sing, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for He has made me glad. Amen. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for He has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for He has made me glad. Amen. So I hope every Sabbath when you come to church, you think of that song. You walk through those gates, that you leave everything behind, and you come in with thanksgiving in your heart. Let's bow our heads. Lord, Accept our thanksgiving and praise today as we rehearse for that day, the day which Revelation 17:12 speaks of. They sang, amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and strength belongs to our God forever and ever. Amen. Amen and amen.